What is this? It's a secret. You will soon get to know. In this seminar, I will try to summarize some of the important insights of the Japa retreats which we have been conducting all over the world by now. So it's something like a mini Japa retreat without the 64 rounds day. Maybe Diane, you can give a little bit more volume to Nityananda Kari. I'm actually feeling very nervous. I'm very sorry. I usually don't feel nervous. Malena Vosni. I'm very nervous because I'm trying to do something very, very important. I'm trying really to connect you with your spiritual essence. It is known that Krishna exists in a, let us use a difficult word, transcosmic situation. This simply means that he is beyond the material world and the material universes altogether. Now we are fully inside the universe. Although we human beings think we are so great, there's actually only one word which can describe our present situation, and that is severe limitation. We are so severely limited that we don't even see our own selves, what to speak of God. Now in this seminar, we try to throw an atom bomb on this limitation. And try to make a connection with Krishna. So this is something very, very high. It's mission impossible. But we will try to do it. We will try to make an end into Albert Einstein. Yes. Or in simple words, we will try to broaden our perspective to such a degree that we can actually perceive Krishna. So for this you really have to help me. I request you to bring three things with you to this seminar. An interest to know. Being fully attentive. And a willingness to practice what you hear. And then the end can become the Einstein. Hopefully. I regret today and tomorrow. Also, I will be a little late because I have an appointment from which I'm back only at 5 o'clock or something like this. Wednesday, from Wednesday on, we will be extremely punctual. Tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, I will request different devotees to chant, and we will all chant together, and we have done this. And then tomorrow we will be able, after 2 days we will start really on time. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudeva Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale
Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine
Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. It must have been 10 years back when I visited a sadhu in the forest of It was Ramvan, yes. He was a very old man, and you could see he would be with us only for a few more years. It was the month of November, and we were early, so he was sitting in the rays of the sunrise, expecting to warm up his cold body, his old cold body. He had a turban, and his dress was old. Through a devotee who was with me at that time, a Brijbasi devotee, I asked him, "Oh Baba, please tell us a story about Krishna." When he said, "You want to hear a story of Krishna? You are very fortunate. It takes millions of births before someone wants to hear about Krishna." It was obvious he started to come alive. Then he looked into my eyes, and you could see his mind was racing by thousands of millions of stories to pick just the right one for me. Then he had his story. He said, "Once Krishna was coming to Bandiravan, and he was fighting with his cowherd boyfriends. And he started to laugh. Ha 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 ha. Krishna fighting. Ha 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 ha." And then Krishna lost. Now, the loser had to carry the winner on his back. But Krishna didn't want to do that. So the cowherd boyfriend said, "Why do you want to be an exception to the rule? On what strength?" And then Krishna said, "Because I'm the prince of Braj. I can break the rules." But his cowherd boyfriends didn't accept that. They said, "Just because your father has a few more cows than our fathers, this doesn't entitle you to do something extra." "You have to carry Sridham." Krishna said, "No, I don't feel like this." "Then tell us, on what strengths can you be allowed to not carry Sridham?" And everyone, they pressured Krishna very hard. They said, "If you don't give a good reason why you don't have to carry the winner, we won't play with you." When Krishna heard that his friends wouldn't play with him, he started to cry. And finally, he gave a reason. Under many tears, He said, I don't have to carry anyone because I'm God. The cowherd boys of Vrindavan who only loved Krishna, only cared for Krishna, they smiled and they said, you have spoken many true words in the past. Is this another of your famous lies? If you are God, then prove it. Now, Krishna was caught. He had to do something which he really didn't want to do. In Vrindavan, he just wants to be the friend. He doesn't want others to know that he is God, because then they might respect him so much that they don't relate to him as friends do to another friend. So this old man started to tell the story. He laughed and he cried at the same time. He told how Krishna became Narayan, the four-armed form of God, to prove that he is God. He described how Krishna's cowherd friends understood for a moment that their little playful Krishna is God indeed. He talked and talked and talked. And finally he looked at me and said, did you understand anything? And I said, yes, one thing, you seem to love Krishna. I left this old man very, very moved in my heart. Next year when I came back to Vrindavan, I asked to see him again. But I heard he had left the body 2 months after he told his story to me. When he was lying on the deathbed, a miracle had happened. He had cried, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshaman, save me. And everyone who was in his little hut and saw the old man dying saw how all of a sudden the hut was filled with a light as bright as a soft sunshine. And they had seen, I heard this later, imagine how the soul of the old man had left his chest, entered into this beautiful soft light, and then how the light took that soul and both of them disappeared into the eternal Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna had come, in other words, and taken his devotee back home, back to Godhead. Because this devotee loved him so much. And Krishna wants to be with those whom he loves, or who love him. So, my dear devotees, do you love Krishna? I think we all feel when we hear such a question and hear such a narration that we are just starting on this path. And in this, in this little seminar, I would like to explain to you how you could increase your love for Krishna. To start on the path of love for Krishna, you have to know where you should start. I mean, to start, you have to know where to begin, I wanted to say. I would like to ask you a question today. And I request you to turn to your neighbor to answer this question. So you have to form pairs of twos now. And you have to decide who is partner A and who is partner B. So, Hare Krishna, please, don't just talk now. We need to tell you. Oh, good. Let's turn to partner A and B and let's talk something. No, this is not the seminar. That you can do after the seminar. Yeah. So who has not yet found a partner? Who else has not? Hey, you're sleeping. Question. Who has not yet found a partner? Raise your hand. So there is your... look around and find your partner then. Now, who is partner A? Who is partner B? Dobro. I'm sorry, I have to get a little intense. Now, listen to the question. What does it mean to you to be separated from Krishna? Discuss questions when you are separated from Krishna. What is the result of your life? How does it manifest in your life when you are separated from Krishna? How does it feel to be separated from Krishna? You have 5 minutes time, start now. Yes, 5 minutes for A, no, 2.5 minutes for A and 2.5 minutes for B. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much for talking about the main subject, really, of this seminar, which is relating to Krishna in feelings of separation.
Thank you very much for talking about the main subject, really, of this seminar, which is relating to Krishna in feelings of separation. koja je u stvari glavna tema ovoga seminara, to je kako da se odnosimo prema Krišni u osjećaju odvojenosti.
In Sanskrit, the word separation from God is vipralamba.
Na sanskritu riječ koja se koristi za odvojenost od Boga je vipralamba.
Vipra means something which lies in the distance.
Vipra znači nešto što se nalazi u daljini.
And alamba means to attain.
Alamba znači postići.
So paradoxically, if a devotee feels separation from Krishna, he attains Krishna who is lying in the distance.
Paradoksalno, to znači da osoba koja želi da dostigne Krishna, ona ga i dostiže.
It is very beautifully described that the main source of our suffering in this world is our separation from Krishna.
I to je predivno objašnjeno kako je glavni uzrok naše patnje u ovom svijetu je to što smo odvojeni od Krišne.
When a leaf falls from the tree, then the leaf first becomes dry and then dies.
I kada list otrne sa drveta, on se prvo osuši i onda umre.
The same happens to us when we lose our connection to Krishna. We dry out in our heart and then we die spiritually. So when you become aware that you are actually separated from Krishna, spiritually it means you are experiencing connection with Krishna.
I to znači da kada vi osjećate da ste duhovno odvojeni od Krišne, onda ga i dostižete.
But when you are like most of us, including myself, that you think, well, može, it's okay, and you don't feel, you are actually not aware that you are separated from Krishna, then you remain spiritually dead.
Ali kada razmišljate na taj način da je to sve u redu, uključujući mene, mislite da je to u redu, onda možete duhovno umreti, duhovno ste mrtvi.
And what happens really is that you somehow try to cover over your dead position by some meaningless material entertainments.
I što onda pokušavate da uradite, to da prikrijete to mrtvilo sa nekom prirodnom zabavom.
When I was this November morning in Braj, and the old man had started to talk, he said, "Oh, now I have talked about Krishna, but oh, Krishna, where are you? I'm missing you so much." He was actually crying tears of separation. And Prabhupada says that these tears which we cry for Krishna are the only price to regain entry into the spiritual world.
I Prabhupada kaže da su te suze odvojenosti koje plaćamo za Krišnu, da su one jedina cijena koju trebamo da platimo za ulazak u duhovni svijet.
This is the price, tears.
To je cijena, suze.
You come on the road of tears into the world.
I tom stazom suza dolazite u svijet.
When you leave the spiritual dimension. And you can enter the spiritual world again through the same road through which you have come, with tears of separation. You know what is more painful than to be hated? It's to be ignored. Do you know what is more painful to Krishna than just to quarrel with him? It's when he sees that the souls are just ignoring him. They don't care.
To je kada Krišna vidi da ga duše ignorišu, da ih ne briga.
Krishna. That life which is full of ignorance or ignoring Krishna, this is really the worstest which can happen.
I taj život u kojem samo ignorišemo Krishnu, taj život u neznanju, to je najgore što može biti
za Krishnu. To drown in the ocean of material existence really happens most fast when you just don't care about Krishna.
To da se utopite u okeanu materijalnog postojanja se najbrže dešava kada ignorišete Krishnu.
And when you start to give attention again to Krishna, that's the quickest way out of the ocean of birth and death.
I najbrži izlaz iz okeana rođenja i smrti je da ponovo počnete da poklanjate pažnju Krishna.
There is a very nice work which I would like to read a little bit to you today, written by Jagadananda Pandit, an associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who speaks about the awakening of the soul. The awakening of the soul happens at the moment when the soul again becomes attentive to Krishna. When we stop ignoring Krishna. When we start to care for Krishna. That's how everything starts. Jagadananda Pandit was often quarreling with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He cared very much for him. I think we all remember how Jagadananda Pandit offered Lord Chaitanya or produced a clay pot with fragrant oil which he wanted the Lord to use by rubbing it into his body. And we all remember how Jagadananda was frustrated with Gauranga Mahaprabhu when he didn't use the oil because he said, I'm a sannyasi, I can't smell like a perfume shop. Jagadananda Pandit had taken the whole clay pot of oil and just batsat it. He threw it on the steps. And he said very angry, whoever gave you oil? Not me. Where is oil? Oil is gone. Wow, this was fiery, Nityananda Kari. You are very close to Jagadananda Pandit today. So he wrote a very nice poem about awakening in Krishna consciousness. He says, when the soul forgets that he is a part of Krishna, he actually starts to roam around, you know, wander around aimlessly in this world. He sometimes becomes a king and sometimes an ordinary citizen. Sometimes he is suffering and sometimes he is very happy. Sometimes the soul is born as a little insect and sometimes it goes to heavens. So, now, when the living entity, by some extraordinary fortune, meets a sadhu, a good devotee of Krishna, he has arrived at a turning point in his life.
I kada ta duša nekom srećom sretne sadhuva, ona dolazi do tačke prepoznatosti u svom životu.
From this devotee he hears, you are actually a servant of Krishna. And this means the ego, which has become big and big and bigger of the soul, becomes small. Yes. You know, everywhere we go, this ego follows us and eats the whole world around it. Yes, but the ego becomes very small when you don't feed it any longer. So when you meet a real devotee, he doesn't feed your ego. Often he fasts your ego. Hare Krishna. So that you can understand you are a soul. A servant of Krishna. Then you are the soul becomes enlightened by this knowledge. And he starts to cry. Alas, why have I served this illusory material energy for so long? The soul bitterly cries and regrets. O Krishna, my Lord. O Krishna, my Gospoda. I'm your eternal servant. Yes. Since I have left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life is completely devastated. This is how the soul feels. When you meet a devotee, it's not always blissful. You sometimes think, what a Nitkov you are. How fallen you are. These are good feelings. It means you are becoming healthy. So at that time, you become totally disinterested in Maya. May I know privately, are you, who of you is disinterested in Maya? Keep it for yourself. I think we know. We are so long in Krishna consciousness, but we are still very interested in the material energy. We are interested in our what other people think about us. We are interested in our wealth and health. It's Maya. Wealth and health and name and fame are just going very quickly. Especially in Sarajevo. Or in Belgrade. You know better than me. So, to hear about Krishna from a devotee means you can lose this type of interest in things which will not last. To hear about Krishna Bhakti Devi means your interest in spiritual things will become very strong. And by hearing about Krishna, you will lose your interest in Maya. Hear more. Listen better. Take the medicine. And detach from Maya and attach to Krishna. So when Krishna hears that the soul sincerely regrets, oh, I was so long in Maya, oh my God, it's not true. And he again turns to Krishna. Krishna does something. Krishna becomes interested in such a soul. And he makes arrangement to pull the soul to him. The moment Krishna hears how you are becoming interested in him, Krishna makes arrangements to quickly bring you to his lotus feet. Krishna only wants to see this. When are you becoming interested in him? And this means, when are you interested to hear about him? When are you interested to think about him? When do you feel it's actually a problem that you are separated from him? A problem which is big enough so that it must be solved. Interest is the first sign of love. Attention is the first awakening of the rose of love. At that time, Krishna becomes very active in your life. He makes you strong so that you can turn away from the illusory energy, Maya. Krishna weakens Maya's influence on you, and Krishna empowers you with divine strength. Now it's very important, this simple knowledge which you have heard, feeling separation from Krishna brings you together with Krishna or helps you attain Krishna. This simple point can be practiced when you chant your rounds. Traditionally, before devotees chant their rounds, they take up their japa mala. And they pray to the mala. Oh, my dear mala, you are the most auspicious of all gods. You can connect me again with Krishna. With your help, I will now offer the chanting of the holy names and please help me to connect with my Krishna. I have started now an international newsletter called Japa Inspirations. And the first installments in that international newsletter is prayers to the Japa Mala. If you want to receive this newsletter, Soon there will be a piece of paper and you can write your name and then receive on the computer, whoop, automatically, the newsletter. So I would like to make a little meditation with you and chant Hare Krishna with you now. In this mood. Sit properly, please. Sedite. And for the beginning, just look around. Notice the altar. Notice the devotees around you. But don't make eye contact and don't start to talk. Look a little outside and see the quiche. Is it called quiche? Yes. Kisha. Let us meditate about Vainatea and his beautiful yellow umbrella, but he's not here, so we can't do that. And slowly bring your attention to the place where you are sitting. Be for yourself and concentrate on your breathing. Whenever you breathe out, relax a little bit more. Whenever you breathe out, relax a little bit more. Try to imagine that your shoulders are like a hanger. And your body is like a shirt. Sit straight. And whenever you exhale, give the shirt of your body to the hanger. Let the hanger hold it. Now become aware that you are an eternal soul. You are for a short time in this body, but in reality you are only a servant, an eternal servant of Krishna. In this wonderful atmosphere of the Fruška Gora camp, you have now the opportunity to address Krishna through his holy names. There are many devotees around you, great souls, each one on the way to Krishna. We will now address Krishna together in one voice. Very softly we will say the Hare Krishna mantra.
Так, конечно, чему-то изговорим Hare Krishna mantra.
I will say one time alone.
Ja ću jednom reći sam.
And then we will all say it together.
Onda ćemo i svi zajedno izgovoriti.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's very important when you chant, you have to be mindful that you are soul and you are addressing Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. You always have to remember you are soul and you are addressing Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Don't forget when you chant in a moment. Hare Hare. Now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you really chant in this mood of feeling a separation from Krishna, this is very dramatic.
Kada zaista mantra je u ovome raspoloženju odvojenosti od Krišne, to je zaista dramatično.
It means that now you are ready to give up the material world. And Maya shakes. It's like forces of nature become loosened when a devotee or when a soul says goodbye to the material energy. I think that's why we heard a little thunder. Confirmed. Hare Krishna. No, I'm very, very serious about it. When you sit down to chant and call out for Krishna, you should really first think, I'm an eternal soul. I am a part of Krishna. And I'm now calling for my Lord. At that time, Krishna gives you the strength to overwhelm the material energy. Let Maya thunder and protest. If you just sit down and continue your chanting like this, you can't be held back any longer. Tomorrow I would like to explain to you a certain meditation. It's called the Buddha Shuti meditation. And I'd like to practice with you this meditation. But today, as we are entering the subject matter, I would just want to see if you have any questions. Maybe some of you want to know why we gave this title Cool Fire and Hot Eyes. Yes? I would have told you anyways. Feeling the separation from Krishna is ecstasy. It's not ecstasy because eventually after separation there will be a meeting, but no, already the feeling of separation per se without the meeting is ecstasy. Outwardly it may seem that the devotee is suffering from not being in Krishna's presence. But inwardly he feels the greatest of bliss. Let us use a material example so that we can understand better. Although the coldness of ice is the opposite of the heat of fire, when ice is placed on one's body, one may feel it as hot as burning cold.
Iako lijepo je hladan, je potpuno suprotan od toplote vatre, on kada se stavi na tijelo, on može da pruži osjećaj kao da je najgruža, kao užaren ugor.
Have you experienced this, that you have a piece of ice and you hold it on your skin and it is you feel it as if it is burning cold? No, burning coal, not cold, coal. Moksha Rupi, you have this experience? Good. When you put the ice on your knee, Moksha Rupi has knee problem. It's almost gone, but little knee problem is left. And you put the ice on there, you think, my God, I have put coal on my sacred knee. So in the same way, a devotee may externally feel that being separated from Krishna is a hot suffering. But inwardly he's feeling great pleasure. Krishna. Finally you don't ignore Krishna any longer. Finally you feel it's a problem that you are not together with Krishna. And when Krishna sees this, he comes into your heart and stays there. Only externally he may seem to be separate from you. Internally he plays in the garden of your heart. So I have asked many devotees how they make connection with Krishna. And they always have said, we feel separated from Krishna. And we are calling in this moon for Krishna. And then we are together with Krishna. Do you know Indra? Or have you heard of Indra? The 24-hour kirtan man? Yes. I once asked him, what is your explanation of the chanting of Hare Krishna? And he said, I'm feeling separated from Krishna. And I'm addressing Krishna through his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then I feel together with Krishna. Very simple. Very powerful. Please try it tomorrow. Don't sit again. Sit tomorrow when you sit down for your japa. Please don't just sit. Oh my God, I'm happy. I'm glad I escaped my bed and the shower was working all right. No, think I'm an eternal soul. I'm separated now from Krishna. And I want to connect again with him. And then chant. Ooh, what a difference. This is real chanting, my dear devotees. I want to invite you to come in the morning hours to chant, because during the day it's very difficult to chant our rounds because there are so many wonderful devotees and we want to talk naturally about our experiences in the last year. So the rounds become a little bit like a drag. Ugh. Dionysus rounds. He is chanting very nice. You know, they become dragged out rounds.
Znači, pozvao bih vas da dođete sutra u jutarnjim satima da mantrate, zato što je u toku dana jako teško, jer sećamo tako mnogi divne bakte s kojima želimo da pričamo i podijelimo šta se dešava u prethodnih godina dana.
After Mangal Aarti, from 5:30 to 7:15 or so, this is the best place for japa, this temple room. I have personally experienced this over many summer camps. So nice that all of you come to the lecture by the mercy of the rain. Dhanadhar, Hare Krishna. All right, so this is why I have given. Hare Krishna, Braja Bandhu, Gopi. Any one of you has a question, my dear devotees? Yes, please.
Yes,
I want to ask the question about practicing Krishna consciousness through the feelings of separation. In Shastra, two personalities who practice in this mode described, and these are Srimati Radharani and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This love in separation is mixed with transcendental madness. That's very high level, almost unimaginable for us. What is left for us small souls? What can we catch on?
Yes, wonderful.
Both of them, Srimati Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they both seen Krishna, and so they have experienced the separation. Unfortunately, we didn't have that good luck. But we may still have some chance.
Thank you. Yes. All in all, there are four modes of separation, feelings of separation, and one is called Purvaraga, which is most relevant for us in this world. Purvaraga is when you have not yet met and officially formulated your love. A purva raga happens when you hear. And you feel you fall in love. Once there was this little princess called Mirabai. She was 8 years old.
Mala princeza, koja je imala 8 godina, zvala se Mirabai.
And before her palace, she heard the sound of a marriage party. So she ran to the window. Her mother, the queen, was following her, and they looked down on the road where they saw the marriage procession. So the queen asked the little girl, Mira, whom will you marry? Mira had heard about Krishna. How Krishna had, when there was monsoon rain in Vrindavan, how he had made a tunnel under the Govardhan hill and then emerged in the middle and lifted the Govardhan hill as a big umbrella. And the little girl answered to this question, whom will you marry? By saying, Krishna, Giridhari, Giridhari. Oh, sorry, she sings much nicer. Giridhari. You know, like the Mirabai Bhajans. Oh, Giridhari, you are my only, the only one whom you marry. Later, someone came and stole the jewels of the deity of in the palace. The thief was actually a relative of Giridhari. Of Mirabai. And the thief had been told by the palace people, steal the jewels from the deities, and we will make a case that these were the devotees who went through the temple, who are the devotees of a thief of Krishna, and they stole also. And this is how we will dissuade Mirabai from hanging out with the sadhus. But Mirabai said, if the devotees of my lord Giridhari are thieves, then I should die when I put my hand into a clay pot with a cobra. If the devotees of my Giridhari are not thieves, then Giridhari will stop the cobra from biting me to death. Giridhari is the best and the devotees are the best. And with this, the little princess determinedly put her hand into the clay pot and was saved by Giridhari. My point here is that Mirabai had heard about Krishna and only wanted to be with Krishna. This is called Purvaraga. This is the best mood in which a devotee can associate with Krishna. He hears about Krishna and then he naturally wants to be with Krishna. And then this wanting to be with Krishna will propel him into the association of the Lord. Bhakti is so simple. You hear. And then you want to be with Krishna. This is purva raga. The mood of separation, which is born by hearing. Hare Krishna. Let me see. Yes, Mataji.
How can we, Hare Krishna, how can we liberate the material tears in case it might happen to us that maybe one day they will become transcendental? Kako možemo znati koje suze su materijalne, a možda ako mu se nekog dana desi da budu i tako transcendentalni, to možemo razlikovati?
This will happen when you turn selfishness into the desire to serve. At the moment we have selfish desires, we will be connected in material life. But if we begin to think, "Oh Krishna, I want to serve you," that is the awakening. This desire to serve Krishna very eagerly comes by the mercy of Vaishnavas. They give this desire in your heart. Thank you. Hare Krishna. It's so nice to be together in this hall. I mean, really, today I have to thank Indraji. What a transcendental arrangement. I've never seen so many devotees in Serbia in one place during a lecture. It's alright. I'm always making my bitter jokes. It's not. I want to say, let me still end here. After the arati, we have something very special in our mind. We want to make a Vrindavan evening. We will sing typical Vrindavan songs, and I will. We have worked very hard, Gaurahari and myself, for 2 days. No, actually, since a few months we are working on this. It's a slight presentation about the most beautiful places in Vrindavan. It's so nice and it's very, very deep. We will sing and we will talk and we will hear. You must be present. It is really wonderful.
I večeri ćemo imati znači večer Vrindavana i mi smo Gaurahari osnovili jako napredno smo radili da vam pripremimo nešto jako specijalno, to je slajd prezentacija o najljepšim mjestima, svijetim mjestima u Vrindavanu i večeri ćemo da pjevamo i da pričamo i da slušamo i bit će tako predivno, svi morate da dođete.
I want to thank you all very much for kindly attending and being with us. And I will see you around 7:30 or 7:30, yes, 7:45 or so. So, Hare Krishna! Srila Prabhupada ki! Go, Premanandi! Hari Hari Go!
Sachinanda Swamaraj ki!